KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 44 degrees, and we're looking for mostly sunny skies here today, a high of 73. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, the city of Adair has issued a bottled water advisory due to a water main break. According to reports, residents are encouraged to use bottled water or boil water before consuming, cooking, or personal hygiene use, including brushing teeth. The advisory will be in effect for the next 24 to 48 hours or until tests confirm there is no risk to public health. One person was arrested over the Labor Day weekend and charges filed against another man following a shots-fired incident in Neola. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says a deputy was dispatched to the area of 4th and 2nd Streets in Neola at around 2:15 a.m. Sunday. The deputy met with neighbors who said 54-year-old Scott Ivan Boyer of Neola had fired two or three shotgun rounds in the direction of his son, 23-year-old Daryl Jerome Boyer, also of Neola. The incident occurred near other residences. Deputies tried to make contact with Scott Boyer, but he refused to come to the door and shut the blinds in the home. Daryl Boyer advised his neighbors that his dad had struck him in the head with a propane tank, causing him to bleed profusely. Deputies made contact with Daryl at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital, where he was being treated, prior to Council Bluffs police arresting him on an unrelated warrant. Scott Boyer faces charges that include reckless use of a firearm without injury and domestic assault with intent or weapon. In a related incident, a deputy was investigating the shots fired call in Neola when a Cadillac was seen driving away from the area the shots came from. As the deputy and his backup approached, the driver, identified by witnesses as 23-year-old Daryl Jerome Boyer of Neola, reversed the car at a high rate of speed. The witnesses ran out of their house in the 100 block of Mendel Street and told deputies that Boyer had just stolen their vehicle. They also mentioned he had no right or privilege to drive that vehicle. A records check indicated Boyer has multiple warrants for his arrest and he was barred from driving through the state of Iowa. The car was found abandoned Sunday afternoon. Boyer was taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. Monday on charges of theft in the second degree and driving while barred. A cigarette tossed out the window of a pickup Friday night in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of an Oakland man on an OWI charge. The sheriff's office as a deputy on patrol observed 24-year-old Reagan Mitchell Moore allegedly tossed the cigarette at around 9:40 p.m. on Highway 59 near the intersection with Highway 6. He also saw the truck swerve over the fog and centerline markings on the road. A traffic stop ensued, during which Moore was arrested for OWI first offense and cited for littering. At around 12:20 a.m. on Saturday, a Pott County deputy observed a pickup swerving over the road and near Wabash Avenue and the East South Omaha Bridge Road. During a traffic stop, the driver, 50-year-old Stephen Kurt Feakin of Council Bluffs, also allegedly displayed signs of impairment, according to the report. He, too, was arrested for OWI first offense. A couple of hours after that, 30-year-old Tyler J. Christensen of Sioux City was arrested after a passenger in his pickup called authorities to warn them that Christensen was intoxicated. A traffic stop resulted in Christensen's arrest for OWI first offense. Sunday evening, 46-year-old Christopher Sean Provancha of Hancock was arrested for OWI first offense following a traffic accident on Highway 6, where Provancha was driving a van that had reportedly entered a ditch. The caller told authorities they observed both airbags of the vehicle deployed, and the driver was attempting to drive the vehicle out of the ditch. And at around 10 p.m. Sunday, 38-year-old Bobby Joe Sugart of Avoca was arrested in Avoca for OWI first offense. He had been pulled over for a traffic stop and for failure to have license plates on the car he was driving and for erratic driving. Also arrested for OWI first offense late Sunday night in Pott County was 41-year-old Andrew William McClelland of Hastings, who was pulled over for crossing the center line and swerving. And finally, a trainer woman, 23-year-old Geneva Dalton Rogers, was arrested around 5:30 a.m. Monday on an active Council Bluffs Police Department warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of public intoxication. In the funeral announcements, Neil Webke, age 64, of Irwin, died Friday at the Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. Funeral services for Neil Webke will be today at 11 o'clock at the Irwin Community Building, with Odie Funeral Home of Manila in charge of the arrangements. Marion Hare, age 89, of Greenfield, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marion Hare will be today at 1:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Betty Tucker, age 54, of Panora, died August 30th in Des Moines. Cremation has taken place, and a visitation for Betty Tucker will be held from 4 until 7 p.m. today at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Darlene Grace Hockett Kinman, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Darlene Kinman will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Guthrie Center United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. David Hall, age 72, of Humiston and formerly of Fontenelle, died Sunday in Sheraton. Graveside services for David Hall will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Edward Eddie Matteson, age 91, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Eddie Matteson, Jr. will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Betty Lippincott, age 89, of Panora, died August 17th at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Cremation has taken place, and a visitation for Betty Lippincott will be held on Friday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Liana Christensen, age 94, of Harlan and formerly of Kimbleton, died August 24th. A celebration of life service for Liana Christensen will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Jeff Jensen, age 62, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Jeff Jensen will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Catherine Beaver, age 93, of Anita, died September 2nd at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. A gathering of family and friends of Catherine Beaver will be held September 13th at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church of Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. And Herb Gibson, age 78, of Stewart, died Monday at his home. Graveside services for Herb Gibson will be on September 14th at 10 a.m. at the Calvary Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.